This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Delaney Turner, and today I'm talking to Mark Smith. He's the CEO and EVP of Research at Ventana Research. And today we're talking about operational performance management. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Thank you. Your latest research is on a concept you call operational performance management. Could you define it briefly for our listeners and then explain how BI or business intelligence fits into it?
Yeah, you bet. Operational performance management is something actually that we started on about 6 years ago, believe it or not. Mm. I mean, the notion of taking performance management into operational management roles and responsibilities in organizations is pretty, you know, straightforward for organizations conceptually, but practically, what do they do to actually put together the right kinds of systems to support the people and processes? So what I mean by that is if we look inside of operations of a manufacturer or services company, you've got roles like marketing, sales, customer service, field service, lots of different functions that work as departments. Mm-hmm. A lot of them have particular performance targets, results they're trying to achieve. And when we look at operational performance management, it's about helping those departments and how the departments work together to achieve particular goals and objectives. So frankly, operational performance management is about taking the notion of how do we align, optimize, and understand performance in a very simple and straightforward manner that works the way people work, mm-hmm. not the way that technology works.
Right. Obviously, that's putting putting data at the heart of the strategy and decision-making, and it raises the question of data governance, data stewardship, to make sure everyone's on the same page and making the right decisions with the right information. What strategies do you see companies taking to manage their data so that they all work together productively?
Yeah, it's a very good point. The challenge today is that most organizations, if you look at the data inside of the operational management functions, it's scattered all over the place. Mm-hmm. And in fact, our research finds that the top data sources for operational functions are things like spreadsheets, mm-hmm. reports, email, PowerPoints, things that don't have an enterprise platform. And there's lack of consistency. So
Everything but BI.
And data is everywhere, but it's not consistently in the right form, in the right context. So the data strategy is really important. And we talk about you can't get great operational performance management without having a good, solid information management foundation. Mm-hmm. Information management at the data context is, well, how do we define and use measures, metrics, and KPIs consistently? Mm-hmm. How do we make sure we define the customers and the levels of customers properly, products and services? So the data issue is a big one, and many organizations need to balance their efforts because business intelligence should provide the context for operational performance management, but it should provide a framework for governing and understanding the data assets efficiently.
Mm-hmm. You provide some detailed criteria that companies can use to evaluate different vendors of the platforms. Could you walk us through some of the top, but maybe the top three criteria that companies should look at?
Yeah, it's a really good point. When we engage with organizations, we find that a lot of companies are still in the feature function comparison. Mm-hmm. Let's put together a list of the 500 features and functions that our organization might use over the next 3 years. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that strategy is flawed. Putting functionality needs to be put into the context of the business users. So what does senior vice presidents need is different than the business analyst who actually analyze the data, mm-hmm. compared to operational line managers. So what we've done is taken our performance management framework and these three steps, align, optimize, understand, and have defined the sets of user functionality that's important for managing performance, mm-hmm. and make sure that the priority is set by user types so that when you go in there, you don't say, well, I'm developing one application that's going to meet everybody's needs. It's not possible. Mm-hmm. So our Ventana Research Scorecard provides an evaluation criteria to have a performance management context, at the same time provides a set of steps to make sure that the gaps between what the different levels of business users need is well addressed by the IT functions. Mm-hmm. By bridging that business and IT divide, then companies can actually reduce the risk of not having failed BI projects, mm-hmm. Which unfortunately there's not as much talk about failed BI projects, but they're more stunted. The value is not found in a very short period of time, frankly, mm-hmm. right?
The IT business partnership, yes. We've been reading about it. Increasingly, especially over the last year, is that BI success, performance management success, is these two sides got to work together.
Correct.
From what you're seeing out there, are the two sides getting any closer? Are there any specific examples you can think of where they shake hands and everyone's happy?
Yes. In many cases, IT has centralized a lot of the responsibility for business intelligence technologies, but hasn't, as part of that centralization, done a great job of defining the user functional and information requirements.
Right.
And so part of bridging this divide is making sure that IT understands the daily pressures that business faces. Mm-hmm. And in the forward-looking innovative companies, we found that IT now is helping recommend how to get a better centralized strategy that encompasses the issues, mm-hmm. But governs them so that the data is used in a consistent manner. It's secured. Mm-hmm. So it's getting a little better in some organizations. But there's a lot of organizations that are actually, you know, probably further divorced from their business counterparts, or business is kind of given up and, mm-hmm. and starts to do other things, which is create new silos and stovepipes. And, you know, business has done that before in the 90s,
right?
I mean, business intelligence started on the business side with business analysts and line of business professionals. And just that, then what happened was that, you know, every department got their own tool, and mm-hmm. then you had kind of, you know, tool chaos.
Right.
Just as we had data chaos.
Mm-hmm. The last question now, and I want to talk about another challenge for IT, is that IT has the dual responsibility of trying to drive results for the business and optimizing decision making. Then they have their day-to-day keeping the lights on, maintaining the systems. Now, there are very few greenfield performance management projects. They're always being initiated in the context of all of this other stuff that's going on. How does IT balance all of those different responsibilities, and what kind of expectations do they set?
The question is, what is really the responsibility of an IT organization? Mm-hmm. Should they be a service bureau to help provide enabling capabilities? Or should they really be responsible for designing, you know, applications for performance management processes? Mm-hmm. And it really comes down to the competency and the skill sets. In some organizations, you know, IT is under significant pressure to keep the lights on.
Mm-hmm.
And their teams focused on BI and enabling performance management are quite small. So how companies need to look at this, which is, we do need to have a performance management set of teams and build competencies in performance management, mm-hmm. which are about decision-making processes, and they're actually different than having competencies about using business intelligence technologies, because technology is an enabler. But what are those decision-making processes? How do we share and collaborate across the organization? These things do need business leadership, and they have to be actively involved. Otherwise, you got IT creating something, but they don't fill that role. They're not under daily pressure of all the rest of these things, and so you can't expect them to figure out, you know, all the issues of what somebody may need to support performance management.
Mm-hmm. Well, IT responsibilities, business IT friction, perhaps, and operational performance management—a tough role for the CIO and IT, but one worth pursuing. Mark Smith, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Performance 2008 is your direct path to performance management expertise and the most important one-day event of the year for anyone who's using, supporting, or evaluating Cognos solutions. Get practical knowledge you can use right away. Meet product experts to learn how to increase the value of your current investments. Performance 2008 takes place in dozens of cities worldwide. Registration is free and it's open now. Get on the path at cognos.com/performance2008. Interviews, insights, and opinions on performance management. You're listening to BI Radio.